Here in Wisconsin, Congressman Mark Pocan and Senator Baldwin oppose Fast Track and the secret TPP negotiations. However, Republican Senator Ron Johnson and the 3rd Congressional Democratic Representative Ron Kind are, for the moment, in the Fast Track camp. The AFL-CIO is leading vigorous organizing efforts to influence these two politicians. Labor Radio spoke this afternoon with Bill Brockmiller, president of the Western Wisconsin AFL-CIO, about attempts to influence Congressman Kind. In addition to letter-writing campaigns to the congressman and guest editorials in local papers in both La Crosse and Eau Claire, they're hoping to apply some peer pressure.
Senator Brown from Ohio, Democratic senator, who wrote an excellent published nonfiction works on why trade has devastated this country. We brought him a copy of that and sent it right to the congressman's office. We had hoped something like that would point out that he's kind of standing largely alone among the Democratic caucus. He's not quite the only one, but he's pretty alone in support of this kind of agreement that's just devastating for everything from the environment to worker protections to safety to child labor laws to fair and equitable competition to safety in our medications. It threatens all of that and then more.
Brockmiller has spoken about this issue directly with congressmen on several occasions. Congressman Kind brought the Obama administration's lead negotiator to Wisconsin, and the two sat down with both David Newby and Brockmiller.
We met with him. We tried to again express our concerns for their role. They both said that our concerns are being heard and being addressed, but to be candid, we've heard that before with CAFTA, with NAFTA, with other trade agreements, and it's just never been true, and we see no evidence that there's any more truth to it this time.
Brockmiller doesn't know to what degree they've managed to influence the congressman. He and the AFL-CIO are also pushing Congressman Kind to prevent the TPP from being passed by Fast Track.
This whole Fast Track idea is very archaic. It's undemocratic, basically voting up or down without debate or without amendments. And so no matter how one feels about the larger trade agreement, Fast Track, we're hoping the congressman in particular listens because it's extremely undemocratic and it's not the way we've seen the congressman proceed on things in the past. And we had hoped that he would recognize that this kind of procedure is not what we want in the 21st century in America.
That was Bill Brockmiller, president of the Western Wisconsin AFL-CIO.